You know, I sitting out this weekend, and you know, this came to me as, you know, I'm sitting doing my quiet time, and you know, I'm just trying. You know, we've been just got to get you an idea about weekend. We packed up on what was it? Saturday, Sunday in Mississippi. Moved here on Monday, unpacking Monday, Tuesday, to Monday and Tuesday unpack. Wednesday, we were over at Miss Mason's house. My mother-in-law, we took furniture over there. Then we came back here. Then we, on Thursday, we drove down to Florida. We drove down, which is about 8 hours. We drove down there, took care of some of the stuff at the house there. Drove back last night, got back here about 3 o'clock in the morning. And so here we are. Nice. Nice and crazy week. But I did have a chance on Saturday morning. I was sitting there and wanted to do my quiet time. This scripture just happened to come up, and I said, what a great time to discuss about being unified in Christ as one. And mainly, you know, putting off the past, the old us, because we're new creations, all of us. When we said Jesus is Lord, we changed. We are no longer of this world. We are of Christ, and we are of Christ as disciples. The word disciple, that means we are followers of Christ. And so we have to put on that armor every day. So, you know, looking at verses 1 through 4, you know, Paul talks a little bit about this. He says, you know, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Now, think about that. That means that as we walk and get up every day, our life should not be about what, I mean, we live on this earth, but our mindset should always be thinking about Christ and one day leaving this earth, believe it or not, doing things to make sure that when that time comes, when we get to the gate, that we are prepared and we are ready. But if we set our sights on stuff here on earth, we're going to get entangled with earthly things. That makes sense to you. Paul talks about that, you know, in verses 1 through 4. And, you know, and my first point here is put off the old self. And that's what we said. My first point is put off the old self. You know, it says, as then you were raised with Christ, Paul begins this section here, focuses on the practicals of Christian living, putting off the old self. So in other words, now he's saying to us, you have had a time, no matter how old you are or whatever, before you became a disciple. Some of y'all are younger than some of us becoming a disciple. But guess what? You had to put off the old just like we did. And you now have to live a life of Christ, as a Christian. And that is a life of love. That is a life of compassion, giving, going out, serving the homeless, the needy. That is a life that when you see someone in need, your heart should go out to them, because that's what Jesus did. You know, earlier we're talking about it, but a little later it talks about forgive those just as Jesus forgave us. If we can't have a forgiving heart, then you can't put back off the old, because that's not what Jesus is about. That's the first thing we have to learn as a Christian, is the fact that our previous life, no matter what you were doing before you decided to become a disciple, now that you are a disciple, then there's a new you. There's a new way of looking at situations. Even dealing with what's going on in the world today, we still have to live a life as a Christian. And, you know, in doing that, there's some things we have to do. You know, the first point that we did when we went through this becoming from old to new, we were baptized. We were all baptized in the same way. We were unified in that. And that is what we have to, that's the first part of us. So that was, you know, what I was saying is, you know, we didn't get in the water and take a bath. We got in the water and got baptized. So we washed off the old spirit and we brought on the new spirit, because the new spirit is about Christ. It's about love, and it's about compassion, and it's about seeking and saving the lost and caring for people. You know, in chapter 3, it says there's the remind us that the indulgence of the flesh, you know, it talks about that. Those are things too we got to put away. You know, all those things there, they interfere with your spirit. In he knew the things that would basically come after us, what Satan would use against us. You know, the little things that we probably did in the past, some of us, you know, of course, you know, I'm guarantee I was not a perfect person. I'm still not a perfect person, but my past was pretty much a crazy past. We're living in the world is a tough way to live. I didn't realize it at the time because guess what? Too dumb and stupid to realize what was going on. Didn't know any better. But now that I have had an opportunity to experience Christ and what Christ is like, now I have to make choices.